Warehouse 1. Gold. Good evening and welcome to the Village of Carmack's regular council meeting, Tuesday, May the 5th, 2026. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on traditional territory of the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation. Also would like to acknowledge that it is May the 5th of Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Two-Spirited People. So, 7 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order. A motion for adoption of the agenda. And there's two amendments here. 8.2, a letter from Far Far Away Club. And 8.3, a letter from Kristen Undershoot for support.
Also, rec report 6.6.
Yes. And recreation report 6.6. Thank you, Councillor.
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
So I'll second it.
All in favor? That passes. Thank you.
Laura.
Adoption of the minutes of the regular meeting, April 21st, 2026.
I'll make a motion. I don't know if everybody's read them, I read them, but
I'll second it.
All in favor? Thank you. That's it. Delegations none. Correspondence. 5.1, a letter support from Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation to AYC from our resolution. And I'd like to welcome Blake, CEO Blake Rogers, online. Hello, Blake. I'm not sure if there's any others. Michael. Like your parents?
There's no last name.
Oh,
Michael.
Welcome, Michael. Did everybody review the letter for AYC?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions on the letter of support from the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation?
That's good.
Thank you. Moving on to council activity reports, Councillor Hanson.
You know, we haven't done anything. So,
you were at the Latin Leaking meeting?
Oh, yeah. We went, yes, we met with ministers Leaking and Belmore. I beg your pardon. Thank you.
Same thing. That's all I have too. That was the meeting with Minister Leaking and Belmore.
Councillor.
So my apologies for April 7th meeting, not informing you guys. I was actually on the road working, so I never got back from town until 8:45. And the following meeting, I was sick. And so now it comes to this meeting, and I too attended the meeting on Friday with Minister Leaking and Minister Belmore. Other than that, just busy working. I literally just got back yesterday from an extended holiday, so I have nothing to report.
Yeah, mine also. The meeting with Minister Leaking and Minister Belmore, just in a reflection of the talks of what some of the activity of mining is going on with Minister Leaking and Minister Belmore about the flood mitigation, some kind of interaction with possibly what it looks like for what's going to happen here with the connection with the community when they come to do that. And I believe I have that date. That is April 28th, 2026, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. So, yeah, encourage everybody to come out, public. Yeah.
What date?
That's oh sorry, it was four, right?
It was going to be the 28th, wasn't it? And then they changed.
It was May. Yeah. Sorry,
May.
Yeah, that's why we went to the April because I missed that one.
May 20th.
I won't be here for that.
May 20th. So it changed to May 20th.
Can I get confirmation, Blake? Thank you.
Yep. May 20th.
May 20th at
4:30 till 6:30.
And that at the arena?
Yes.
I believe it's moved to the rec center now because there was availability at the rec center on the 20th. So, but it'll be the same time. Same time.
Thank you.
Closer to
other topics discussed, energy supply for and also infrastructure, resource access, including wood and fuel supply, like highways and how they can store, how much they could store. Basically, community resilience and supply chain concerns about groceries and food security. Opportunities for renewable resource and energy development in the area. Also, put together a prayer circle for former Mayor Lee Bodie as he's feeling under the weather. So we got the First Nation. I thank Norma Gall for putting that together for us last Friday. It was nice to see the community come out and support as they do for anybody in the community. So thank you to Norma and First Nation and everybody in the community for that. Just looking forward to going to AYC, AGM, Watson Lake. There's lots of resolutions. So I hope everybody's brushed up on the package and is ready to speak on some of those. Other than that, that's all I have for my reports.
I don't know. Did we donate an auction item?
I do not know that.
I don't think we did. I don't know if we were asked.
Wait.
Is there no auction this year, then? I don't know.
There was no auction item this year.
Could you follow up on that just to confirm, just in case we still have time to get that going if we need to?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you get there and find out, you can phone us.
All right. Moving on. CAO Blake Rogers.
Thank you. So for my update, so there's a number of important dates and events coming up. As was mentioned, so the AYC conference May 7th to 10th in Watson Lake. I'll be there for the administrators forum, which starts at noon on the 7th, and then I'll be there for the rest of it as well too with all of you as well, until the 10th. There's an in-person, so the in-person housing accelerator fund project public engagement is coming up on May 12th. So that's next Tuesday. There's also a council strategic planning workshop on May 18th that's coming up, as well as the in-person DMAF public engagement, which was rescheduled from April 28th to May 20th. So lots of engagement coming up. So just continuing to familiarize myself with key project and projects, files, and systems. There's been a lot of, I've had a number of drop-ins from people from the community talking about everything from, a market that's in the works right now, tentatively scheduled to launch on June 4th. So Marsha Staples is working at getting that up and running. Also conversations with some of the contractors in town, as well as, again, just people dropping by the office. In terms of meetings and correspondence, some more formal ones. There was an in-person meeting that I had with the ADM of Protective Services to do an overview of emergency response systems. So that was on April 20th. In-person meeting with Community Affairs and IDB, so infrastructure development branch, Just in regards to the DMAF public engagement planning, we had to shuffle the dates around a little bit to accommodate for the new date. There's an in-person meeting. There was an in-person meeting with EMO and LSCFN on flood preparation on April 23rd, and ongoing correspondence with that. So there's been kind of regular meetings between EMO, LSCFN, and ourselves that I've been attending, and Blake, the fire chief, has also been attending many of those as well too. Ongoing correspondence with LSCFN executive director, and again meeting with residents. For HR, so Chanel and I did a lot of interviews over the last 2 weeks for lifeguards. I'm happy to say we, fingers crossed, we're at the final stages, but it looks like we have three lifeguards that are in the process of accepting letters of offer right now, so we should be good to go for lifeguards. We also did some YG emergency communications. I did that with management on April 22nd. So the heads of all departments, we just were involved in this emergency communications training session that EMO put on. For events, the staff, so we closed the village office down on Thursday morning and did staff sandbagging. So just a bit of a team building exercise, and we were able to get, I think, probably 500 or 600 sandbags done within that time, which was great. There was also a council meeting with Minister Laking, as referenced earlier. Ongoing projects, the review of the LSCFN and Village of Carmack's emergency plans and recommendations for closer alignment. So I'm continuing to work on that, just kind of chipping away at it. But Blake, the fire chief, and I are going to be digging into that a bit more once I get back from AYC. And then enhancing BOC communication tools and structures. I've been really trying to kind of make some movement on that. There's been, I think, good. There's been a lot of good updates. Prince has been doing a great job keeping things updated on the flood watch in terms of just ongoing events and whatnot. And I'm trying to put the structure together for kind of more a template for ongoing communications. It's a difficult one to finalize though, because I think it's taking a bit longer than expected. But I am hoping to have something in place in May. Well, I guess we are in May, so I guess further into May, probably in another couple of weeks or so. But yeah, the communications, I think, are where there's been some good positive feedback from people that the information is getting out there, especially in regards to flood prep. So that's been positive. Also, I'd just like to point to an attachment in the package as well too, a leave request. So I just sent the mayor my schedule for May and June, just given that there's a lot of events and time out of the office, as well as planned time away that I need for to attend to family commitments and whatnot. So I've just attached that for reference as well too.
Yes, I think it's in the bottom of this, right?
Mm, I don't think so. I don't see
I could see it. Sorry.
I just see that it says leave an upcoming hill.
Yeah. It's yeah.
We could share it. I could get it for them.
Please. Yeah. I...
Oh, okay. Thanks.
It's for you.
Yeah, it's definitely a busy next 6 weeks, just with all the different events and things
Yeah.
going on. So wanted to
Yeah.
highlight that.
Get and get some rest in for yourself.
Yeah.
Join
And
verbally go. Like I'm just gonna verbally share the information.
oh, sure.
Yeah, sure. So thank you for the email, by the way. Obviously yesterday, personal day for May 4th. May 6th, travel day at Watson Lake for AYC. Thursday, May 7th, AYC Administrative Forum, Watson Lake. Friday, May 8th, Sunday to Sunday to May 10th, AYC Conference, Watson Lake. Friday, May 15th, personal day for request off. Monday, May 18th, Council Strategic Planning. Don't forget, everybody. Working fat holiday. So Friday, May 22nd, personal day swap for the stat holiday earlier in the week. Sunday, May 24th, to Thursday, May 28th, CAMA conference, obviously. And yeah, it goes on to say Friday, May 29th to the June 8th, personal day, 7 day Halifax time off request. And then Friday, June 12th, personal day. And June 19th, personal day, which
Yeah.
the only question I have is on the 18th, the strategic, what time is that starting at?
Blake.
So there's been some discussions with Jordan on it. I think I don't he hasn't confirmed the agenda yet, but it sounds like it'll probably be he's looking, I think, at ballparking 10 o'clock. I think he's looking at trying to do something like 10 to 4. But I can reach out to all of you and confirm that as soon as I hear back definitively from him. Last I heard from him was probably, well, end of last week, I guess. So he was kind of thinking about probably around 10 o'clock.
10 seems like a good start time. I'm a long weekend.
Okay. Any other questions on Blake's leave?
No, thank you.
Well,
Thank you, Blake, for letting us know.
thank you.
So, okay.
I forgot to add in my report. I'm sure all of us are well aware, but the river has let go. It's moving through town. I talked to Fire Chief Blake earlier, just watching, monitoring, kind of like the bends in town. Everything looks pretty good. He was concerned a little bit about the Nornskold rising, but talking with Dennis here and some other locals, it seems pretty okay for right now. But let's keep the hopes up that everything
The
gets
Norton School goes
moving
by.
right through.
Good.
Just want to let you know. He broke last night around, I don't know, six o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's good. They went out in Boston today too, so
Yeah.
it's
Well,
flowing.
it's pretty warm, 18 degrees here. We'll move on to finance report. Thank you, Annette, finance officer.
Do we? Yeah. Is it just once a month we get accounts payable this thing, or?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
And it's become like she's going through the audit stuff, so
Just busy.
yeah. Any questions for Annette?
Well, thank you.
Any questions on the check log for 2026 0401 to 2026 430? This is the payroll.
I don't know.
If you have any concerns or questions, please point your direction to CAO Blake.
Yeah.
Be happy to pass it along to Annette. And then, so if you missed the other council meetings, or if you weren't sure what the third one is, it's the AFD consumption of April 2026. It's the precept council asked the finance to kind of separate so we know where our fuel is being spent in which building, so that we can kind of track what's going on. So that's what you see there.
I'll make a motion to file the check rec check log for 2026 0401 to 0430.
All in favor? Thank you. That passing. Thank you, Annette, finance officer. Association of Yukon Communities Representative Taylor. That's what we are.
I wish I had information. I've Don't even know what time the conference starts or where we're meeting on Thursday evening or where we're
staying. I don't know anything either.
Oh,
I haven't got that information either.
Yes, okay. I'm assuming it's the recreation center.
I would like this question over to the CEO, Blake Rogers.
Yeah, I can. I'm not sure myself. I did get an agenda, but so I can. What I can do is I can share it after the council meeting with all of you, so that you know kind of what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, you did share like a draft agenda, but it doesn't even say like what time it starts.
All we got was the agenda for the
AGM.
For the AGM, not for the whole weekend.
I'll take a look to see if there's more details that are in the that are whenever they sent me at the end of last week. There may be some more details in there, or I can scout ahead and just let you know what's happening once I get there.
I could maybe recommend just give a email out to President Hanchar. Probably a quick reply on that.
I'll email her tonight as well. Just ask the.
That's going to happen on the agenda.
Okay. 6.6 rec report. Thank you, Chanel, Johnny, the rec director. And this is Prince Southeast. So, just in review, Recreation Department, March, April, Council report. March and April were busy and productive months. For the Recreation Department, with strong community participation, successful youth programming, and several positive funding outcomes, staff also began transitioning from winter operations to spring and summer. Programs and events, Winterlude, March break camp, UCC visit, spring programming, maintenance and infrastructure, ice plant shutdown. Thank you to all that helped. I know it's a big job. The CO2 alarm follow-up. Simcoe was asked to investigate the previous CO2 alarm. No leaks were found, as it was believed to a sensor may have been malfunctioning. And I can concur. Fire department, thank you to the fire department. Community engagement and facility use. Recreation Center has remained very busy with booking continuing steady throughout March and April. The fitness center is seeing high usage and remains consistently active. Overall facility use has been strong with little downtime. Funding, YDAP funding 2026 to 2027. Recreation Department has approved $20,000 Youth and Development Action Plan. Funding. This funding supports after school programming and summer day camp. Oops. Teen nights, March break camp, youth Christmas and Halloween events, youth employment opportunities.
Let's not talk Christmas already.
Active Yukon after school grant. Department was approved for $2,000 through Active Yukon school grant. This grant is available three times throughout the school year. And the department was successful in each time this year. Funding helped offset after-school program expenses. Lotteries Yukon funding. Our application to Lotteries Yukon was approved for the full requested amount of just over $18,000. This year's funding will support New Year's fireworks, fitness equipment for a fitness room, recreation committee applications. Thank you, Yukon Lotteries. Yes. Upcoming programs and events, summer day camp. Get your spot. Limited spots available.
I think it's full already.
It's full already. Planning underway, summer day camps with 8 weeks of program expected this year. All right. Wrestling boot camp and event. This is the Canadian Wrestling Foundation Yukon Tour will be hosting a wrestling boot camp at the school for 1 week in May. Following the camp, a wrestling event will take place on Saturday, May 23rd at the rec. Food trucks will be brought in by Casino Mine, and volunteers will assist with event setup and takedown. Well, sounds exciting.
Warning to rec staff, do not put tables or chairs out.
No, for the
wrestling. They will smash them.
I know that CarMax has a lot of wrestling fans around there.
Yeah, but don't put out the tables and chairs. I
Right.
didn't expect that last time, and I was not
Yeah.
There's a few chairs that could probably go.
Hey, it sounds really cool.
I went to see them, and they wrecked chairs and tables at that event.
Well, it's a wrestling match. I
Yeah,
mean,
but I did. I
we
wish they
use
would
your
have told
table.
me. I wouldn't know. We don't
Hey,
have tables or racks.
good old solid wood
Yeah,
table.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, sounds really cool. Swimming and pool operating. Swimming pool opera opening. Sorry. The recreation director has been working on working with the CAO to conduct interviews, as Blake mentioned. We are in the high hopes that the pool will be open early June, which I could add to. I was at the pool today based on our joint agreement with LSCFN, and I got the domestic water going with Jens and Public Works crew. They're pretty excited. No leaks as of yet. Yeah, so that means when they aired everything out from fall, everything's looking really good. I know Bill had a smile on his face that there was no hiccups, so he is happy too. Yeah. Slow pitch tournament planning. I seen a post come out. Planning is underway for an annual slow pitch tournament with a target date the end of July. This is a really fun event, even if you play or just like to watch. Everybody comes together. It's really cool. Yeah, so summary, March and April were very successful months for the recreation department. Thank you very much to the rec department and all the staff. That got me excited to do a physical activity since hockey's been over.
Oh, I did see T-ball or baseball
Yes.
started
Yeah.
as well. I saw
Yeah.
them. I
It's
drove by.
called George. So George and well, there's a few other public members. I know Tristan Dew, myself, and a few others. But there's T-ball at school. Yeah, stop by if you want to check out a few innings. They're moved on from just practice to innings. It's really exciting. Yeah. Moving on, bylaws. 327-26 VOC bylaws service constable use of special force 2026. Now, this isn't officially opened on the table, but one reading, okay? With amendments, Blake, did you want to speak on the amendments, please?
Sure. Yeah. So last council meeting, it was noted that there were some questions, I think, around the terminology around intermediate weapon. And we had the council had mentioned that it may be good to change the wording to something such as a tool or defensive weapon. In doing some research on this, the term is an official term, so it's difficult to change it in a legal context this way. So I added in a lot of like in the definitions to describe what an intermediate weapon is, which it is a defensive weapon, and then also kind of using the language that's been used by other law enforcement agencies as well too. So the adding in that these weapons are used primarily as a deterrence to support the de-escalation of potentially volatile situations. When necessary, they are used with the intent to temporarily incapacitate a subject to overcome their resistance when lower levels of force would be inappropriate or ineffective. And then there was a so all throughout the document, it was weapon, any reference to weapon was changed to intermediate weapon to link back to this definition. And then the approved intermediate weapons list, there was a question from council about what are the weapons used, what are the intermediate weapons used for, the purpose of them. And so the purpose, there was more definition put to each of the intermediate weapons that would be in question for application should the spy law come to pass. So I know there was a question around soft restraints. That language has been removed in discussions with the bylaw officer. It sounds like it would just be handcuffs, so not soft restraints. And then handcuffs are used for the safe restraint of individuals who are under lawful arrest or detention to prevent harm to the officer, the individual, or the public. Baton is a defensive tool used to protect the officer from assault or to control an actively resistant individual or animal when lower levels of force are ineffective in accordance with use of force continuum. And then the oleoresin capsicum spray. The OC spray is used as a non-lethal option to stop aggressive or threatening behavior. This may include both humans and animals by temporarily incapacitating the subject and allowing the situation to be brought under control safely. So those were the major revisions that were made based on the feedback from the original bylaw introduction.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say that I recommend before we put this in on the table is that maybe we wait till after AYC. We could table this. We could talk to other communities possibly. We're going to see them all and kind of get a feel for what this is. It also gives Councillor Wheeler a little bit of time to catch up on that.
Yes, thank you. And to hear from other folks in the community.
Yeah.
On their thoughts on for us to explain to folks in the because it sounds like we're
Yeah.
letting be able to beat on people.
That's my recommendation.
I don't think it does. I think the word defensive, but we're gonna have people in public that's gonna take it as it is. And I don't think we should keep catering where we're trying to do something. We got to, he has to have some form of
I
protection.
know.
If an animal comes on him, like it's more for the animals than people, it's more about the
I
animal.
don't want to get like into it too much, but my recommendation is to table it.
Just
Yeah,
make
no,
sure
I
that
agree. Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
So that would be some genius there.
I'll make a motion to table this bylaw to further a meeting in the future.
But it would be good to hear back from public.
It'll go to public consult. First, we
First
need to write
Nation
it out. But
Council. Yeah.
sure. Sounds
Could
like
we
that.
are we able to say that we can table it for the next meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in favor. Thank you. Oh. New and unfinished business. 8.1 donation requests for annual Ridge Run. That's all here. They're lost for swag. Okay. Sorry.
It's the very last page.
Very last page.
I have a couple of t-shirts at home
Okay.
that
CarMax annual Ridge Run sent from Shannon LaChance. To the village admin. Good morning. Thursday, May 7th is our 50th annual Ridge Run at Tantalus School. This event brings many schools to CarMax from across the Yukon. We are looking for swag dino donations for a draw prize. If you have any to donate, please drop out the school. Can we please put on the large sign the date of the Ridge Run decade?
It's on there, right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
And to watch for kids on the road.
Also, I think the public works guys usually
Put the pylons.
put the pylons and some barricades up.
Yeah, so this event is the Ridge Run is Thursday at 3:30. Sorry, does it start? When does it start?
Usually starts at noon.
Noon?
Yeah. It just says running club is Tuesdays and
Oh,
Thursdays.
Tuesday.
The kid, like the sign even says that the kids are doing it right now, and their training. And I was walking my dog today while the kids run on the boardwalk. And even with it on the sign, there's still people flying by those kids running. And if anybody's listening, please respect those poor little kids.
Mm-hmm. So I guess
I'm wondering if we should get to what I'm getting at is I'm wondering if we should get the maintenance guys to put up signs now. You know, I don't know when
I think running. They just do it in the morning. It's what I've ever seen.
No, they do it at 3:30. They run after school.
No, after school, but I mean the ridge run.
Oh, the ridge run. No, yeah. I'm getting at that. While they're training, there's still people driving fast, and it's on.
Well, now we know we'll make a note of that because this happens. Well, it's 50 years. It's not like we don't know what's happening. But I'll remove myself from this as it came from my wife, so I'll leave it on council to make the decision.
Although I don't believe you'll receive any pecuniary interest if you donate swag to the school. I'm okay if we have some swag things.
We have hatters. Ball caps.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Yes.
Do we have any village t-shirts thing?
What do we have at the rec? Anything at the rec center?
Just staff. Probably.
Staff.
Do we have any
frisbees?
Discs left?
That's all that
was. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Please.
Come on.
For swag, I know that we have hats, but I mean, I defer to Prince in terms of what we have. They have a better sense of the swag that's in the office.
It just says donations, swag drop. It's a draw price.
Yeah. So, I'm good with donating.
We got lots of green bins.
What every kid wants, turn it into a lunch kit.
Yeah.
They're well used at my house. I have been able to use it for a compost bin because that's where Spider-Man lives.
Well, anyways,
it's almost full. You're going to look after that, Prince?
Yeah.
Do you want a motion?
I would say the Q hats and blue gift card, $25 or whatever.
Bag tags?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they all
that's a good idea.
Get from other people.
That's a good idea, bag tag.
Okay, Do you want a motion?
That's a good idea, bag tag.
I'll make a motion to donate swag.
I got an idea. Could be passes for the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Good one. That's a good because it's pretty
good. Well, that's good.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we
I'm
go.
Glad you're not staying out of it.
Everybody.
That's a really good
we'll
one
let you
for the kids.
Come up with the
idea.
Some kind of gift certificate, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to let Prince decide what we're
donating
for swag and gifts, not to exceed $200.
How much is a monthly?
It's almost 3 years. This.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be a pool party certificate where the village donates some type of pizza party or whatever.
I would recommend that one. So,
but it's not only
the life.
It's not only CarMax kids.
Well, they could come and have a party.
So for the life, so we are having the lifeguards. They are all certified and trained. So we can just like 4 hours or 5 hours of swimming training. Whoever win the race or what, how they will distribute, like two of them, maybe three or four certificates, because that's the only one that's expensive in our all the pool list.
Mm-hmm.
Because pool passes, I think it's only for one entry is $2 or something. But the lessons, it's like last year we charged $20 or $25 per hour less.
Maybe one pool party and a couple of lessons and a couple of hats. Sounds good to me.
But say a lot of kids want that pool, like is that for every kid?
No,
it's just a prize.
It's door prize. Prize, a draw prize.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You'd have to make it a draw or, if it's a draw, yeah. I understand. Yeah. Okay, good. No, I like
to that. A maximum of a number of kids.
It just says
how many kids
we want to drop donation at the school.
But do we want to do one draw or two draws?
It's up to you guys.
No.
One male, one female.
I think they just need hats.
What's that?
Let's make it so much easier on Prince if they just get hats.
Well, I think it's cool. I do like the idea of like a cool party, because then if it's someone from out of town, then it can bring them back to Carmax.
So they get free pool rental and a pizza and some beverages.
But how would we decide to get that?
But that's why
we're just donating that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
we're
that.
Donating it, but that's why I asked how many kids. Well, determines how much pizza you're buying, right?
And
how
many drinks? 10 kids?
Up to 10 kids. But well, yeah.
If there will be 20, then you won't see it.
They've had like 20 kids in that pool.
I would say the teaching thing is still good, because last year I think there were so many interesting kids to play.
But not from other
countries. Okay, let's go with 10.
10.
10. A pool party for 10 kids. A pool party for 10 kids.
Oh. And some hats.
And okay. Some hats.
There you go.
Done.
And maybe some pins if we've got pins or keychains.
I wondered, but it didn't.
Okay, then yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That's the first donation request. Second donation request is from the Far Far Away Club, from Mulaney Tranjo, Pentless School, Far Far Away Club. Far Far Away Travel Club, sorry. Good day. My name is Melanie Tranjo. I am a teacher, vice principal, and graduate of Tantalus Community School. Tantalus is located at the traditional territory of the Lone Sam and Carmax First Nation. This is the 16th year that I and another teacher have started and ran the Far, Far Away Travel Club in the school to provide an opportunity for students in the school to participate in once-in-a-lifetime exciting travel experience. This opportunity will take them on an 8-day trip to Costa Rica, visiting rainforest, coffee and pineapple farms, experience other cultures, as well as an opportunity to zip line over the rainforest canopy. Wow. The Far Far Away Club has 13 students who are tasked with fundraising approximately $80,000 for themselves and chaperones to participate in March of 2027. Since the beginning of this year, the students have been working on working hard to fundraise. However, you can imagine that living in a small town rural community presents us with limited opportunities of resources. It is sometimes difficult to capitalize and rely on solely on the community members to support us. With 50-50 raffles to find the jokers and concessions and recycling, we do greatly appreciate the support from our community. Sorry. As I stated earlier, for many of these students, this trip is an amazing learning opportunity. And as we see it, as guided first steps in learning about the world and the options out there for them As I grew up in this community, I fully recognize the limited opportunities and the barriers that many face in our communities. Children. Over the years, we have many students participating in these ventures to places like Greece, Italy, Scotland, Ireland, Ottawa, Vancouver, Vancouver Island. As we look to our past trips, we have found that most of the 35 students, now adults, have gone on to live lifestyles that involve traveling and are a vital, positive part of our community. Many of them reminisce about their travels with us. He is writing today the request for additional donations to the club. From September till now, we have fundraised and had parental contributions totaling $20,000. Contribution to our club at Tantalus School will help make our travels goals a reality and give students an amazing experience. We sincerely appreciate your consideration for this request. If you require additional information, tell me where to find Melanie. So, thank you, Melanie, in the Far Far Away Club.
My question is, in the past, the Far Far Away Club has ran concessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we.
Recycling, garbage pickup, like all these not-for-profit type things.
Yeah. So have we, do we charge them a fee to have use the kitchen?
I don't think
Not that I remember.
I think we waived it for this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not when it's the
I thought there
the grads in the Far Far Away Club, I think it's like.
so what from what I'm gathering, if it was at like an event, the people that are running the event then would ask the Far Far Away Club to do serve the food.
Correct.
Yes. So that's how that works. So if an event is happening like casino or something along lines of minor hockey or something like that, then they would ask the Far Far Away Club if they wanted to put on the spaghetti dinner, and then they would charge them. So it's like the place is already being rented, then they get invited to serve the food.
Oh, so the casino mine would pay for the rental part.
Yeah,
Yeah.
something like
Okay.
that.
Oh, okay.
Don't want to do
No, because that's why I was thinking, because it makes it difficult for us to donate to
it.
something like that, because they're looking, looks like they're looking monetary, right?
Yeah.
And of course, we don't have that to give. So this is why I was saying that we could probably get away with something by, you know, if they had, if we have some sort of
Event.
event that we waive a cost of the use of the kitchen
Or
or
maybe
whatever.
some concession.
I maybe we could donate some swimming lessons for them to raffle off.
That could be.
They, because that because we don't have money in the budgets for donations. They're asking for quite like they need quite a bit. We can also assist them to find the different channels, but it's a lot. With the Far Far Away Club, I know that it's a lot.
Well, you felt
Do
no.
they go to the, mind you, the mines probably, they do assist in the food programs and stuff like that, do they not? Yeah.
Any other suggestions on?
What other group was it that we personally donated? What was that for?
Archery Club came to us
It
one
was
time.
Archery Club? No, I think it
Yeah.
was the Bonsville.
Or Bonsville.
No, but Archie Bonsdale, and there was one other one.
I didn't donate to the Archery, just the Bonsville, I guess. Yeah.
I'm not forgetting. Maybe it was Brad.
I'd be in favor of doing that again.
What's that?
Donating cash myself.
Yeah, I'll donate $100 or whatever. Or whatever we did last time. I can't remember what we did last. What did we do? I don't remember, of course.
Put $100, I think.
I think I don't mind taking 100 of my own for them.
Now, if we have, I don't mind either. I'll take that.
I've also been waiting for one of the community groups to do even bottle drives.
Well, there is bottle drives right now, but they're year round is what it is. So it's kind of like if you, it's
If you
not posted as a bottle
no, but
drive.
you don't. That's then. It's,
You take your.
then I gotta take it in myself. If I'm taking it in
Oh, you
myself,
want them to pick it up?
I'm keeping the money. Yes,
Okay.
and that's what a lot of people hope for is
That's a good one.
someone comes and picks it up.
Tell them to pick a day, and we can put it on the sign. Everybody put bottles outside their house.
Yeah.
That's a
Yeah, put them out at the end of the street and
I would
bags.
add though that it is an ongoing, like everyday submission to Far Far Away Travel Club, Minor Hockey, Archery, and there was one more that
Wait, can I think of
I'm
the grad?
missing.
The grad's the
But
only
the
one.
graduates,
Yeah,
right? The
the
grads, yeah.
But a lot of
So
people
the
think
grads
grads
don't
is
know.
kind of done now, isn't it?
It's just
Yes.
kind of, yeah, wrap it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I agree. I'll donate $100, but we also could check to see if we have some type of special event where we could send them a letter back saying this event's happening. You'd be able to have like your spaghetti dinner or your barbecue dinner or whatever they kind of they have those lazy night dinners and stuff like that. Promote help promote them on that. But yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So that's $500.
Don't know. Is everybody in agreement?
Yeah, I can donate $100.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben. Will you look after getting it too?
Maybe? Yes, I can.
Thank you. I'll give you to you.
All right. 8.3.
Okay, one last question. Is it a deduction or we're going to hand in $100 cash?
You hand it in.
Okay, sounds good.
Kristen Undershoot, Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation Recreation Coordinator, has a letter here. Hello, Village of Carmack's. I hope this letter finds you well. My name is Tristan Undershoot. I am writing you on behalf of the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation Education Department. We are excited to announce that we are hosting an annual Ironman Hands Game Tournament again this year. This event is an important community event that honors a respectable citizen. And brings community together in a good way. The event will run over May long weekend, May 15th to 18th. In order to make this event successful, I'm seeking support from companies like yours that care about the Yukon and the important cultures. The event like this help in many ways possible. We hope that you find our proposal appropriate and would consider being a sponsor. We will be using that amount to give to help pay for prizes, gifts, drummers, judges, and first, second, and third place. I would like to thank you in advance for the consideration of my request. Mustard Show, Tristan Undershoot.
Is this held in the rec center?
No.
No, it's not airport. Like. Yeah.
These are the ones that are talking about. This is the one that I would have referred back to the rec center back in the day.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, man, Charlie.
Did we donate anything last year?
I believe we did.
Yes. What did we donate? I don't remember.
We would have to ask Annette.
Yes. Because it is an annual event, and if we do something, it's going to be kind of expected that we continue to do similar, because it does draw a big crowd into the community.
Yes,
it does.
We have a lot of people coming.
They come, stay here,
groceries, stay here.
Restaurants.
Dig deep. I would make a recommendation to CEO Blake if he could ask Annette, finance officer, where we stand with some of these funds to maybe catch us up on what that would look like.
Yeah,
I can follow up with Annette.
Thank you, Kristen.
So this one's tabled till next meeting, or?
What do you think that is?
Yes.
Coming up here, I do have a question period for the gallery if there are any questions.
Our next meeting is after this event.
No, he's going to just follow up with us.
Right away. Okay.
I'll do the same thing again that I just did with Melanie, but I'm only going to do it at the time. I'm not going to do it annually.
I would say, Blake, how could you
I can't either.
But navigate that for if the event is past the date of the council?
I mean, I can check with Annette, and you know, I can check with Annette tomorrow and then just communicate electronically with everyone, just send out an email to kind of let you know where things stand on that.
It's gonna be a motion to get some money out of the budget.
But honestly,
that's why I say these ones should go to the rec center.
But people know that we meet only like twice a month. This was dated for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It should have actually been in last week. Like, okay. So
I would say that based on the timeline,
not skip it this year.
Well, can we not put a motion stating that council will approve whatever was given the previous year as the donation?
No, because we don't know.
It might not be in the budget.
Cool.
I would say that
due to the timing of
we can do the same type of thing. It doesn't have to be money. It could be something that's forwarded in a gift card scenario. Okay. That one could be possibly ice rental, fitness, a membership. It's to these pool, something like that.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
I like fitness that. Membership.
Okay, no, that sounds good to me.
Does that sound good?
Yes, yeah. Thank
Everybody's
you.
In favor?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. That's good.
Okay. Question period.
I don't have to click bottles.
I'll call to the public in the gallery. If there's any questions, feel free of the floor.
There's a mic club.
Yeah.
You on there though? Can you...
I'm not sure. Just we'll give you another minute.
I wonder if that's a ring spot.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
So there's an in-camera session.
I'll make a motion that we start an in-camera session at 7:55.
So thank you. Saying goodbye to Mike and Blake?
I will second.
Oh. So we're saying goodbye to Mike and Blake? No.